John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's brought to you by Jake's entire family. Yanks are playing the Royals game three getaway day in the Bronx. A win and they take the series, which they need to do. Comeback win last night. Good juices going into the day game. We'll discuss the lineup. We will say things we are watching for. We will talk about the pitching path to victory, the homer draft. We will make our picks. We will choose the over and the under, and maybe some premonitions. Jake, how you doing?
James, I'm doing good, man. How are you, brother?
All right. Thanks, no, I'm good. Dude, I'm doing really good this morning. I don't know why I said I'm all right like that. I'm not having a great morning.
Thank you for dedicating this episode to my entire family.
You're welcome.
When's the line? Like third cousins and stuff are in, or
anyone that identifies themselves as your family,
anyone who shares the same blood as me, that's family.
No, I'd allow Jess in it.
Wow, let's go, Jess.
Yeah, babe.
How about the, here come the Jets?
Your new brothers,
Zach.
No, he's out.
We found the line pretty quickly. James, yes. Big game today. Season on the line.
Yes.
Season on the line as always. I haven't seen the lineup at all.
Oh, really? I only, Hody Glaber told me it.
Oh, my. What's his deal?
Well, I asked him.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you the lineup.
That's a good deal then.
It's odd. DJ LeMay is leading off playing third base.
Sure.
Aaron Judge in right field. Gary Sanchez catching day after night. And the hero yesterday. Stanton is DHing. Luke Voit's batting fifth. So all's normal on the Western front so far. Odor is batting sixth, playing second base. Big home run yesterday. Avarex King. Clint Frazier is in left field. Andujar does not get the start today. Brett Gardner in center field. And Tyler Wade gets the start at shortstop. They're giving Glaber the day off. Gio was hobbling in the walk-off celebration. So he's still banged up. And if they think maybe he can play tomorrow against Boston and one day helps, that I'm hoping that's the situation. But he was hobbling in the celebration yesterday. So Gio's out. Glaber's out. He's been struggling like crazy. Higgy's obviously on the bench. And then you also have Andujar. So I was saying to Hody Glaber, I said, well, if they need some pinch hits, like if Gio's available to pinch hit and not run, if Andujar can pinch hit for Odor, if they switch bring out a lefty reliever, you have some nice pinch hit options on
you
the
got
bench.
Options.
Yeah.
And Jim, I think a couple big things going on here. I'd love to see Gio getting a bat at the same time. What does that really mean? I just want Gio to be okay, as do all Yankee fans. I'm all right with this lineup. I mean, hey, Glaber is in it right now. So if there's ever a time to give him a day, why not? Let Waiters go pick it at shortstop. And I guess that's, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's your pinch hit option before Gio. They're gonna do that. But I also, Jim, you're going to call me a Yankee fan here. I'd love if the Yankees won this game and they didn't even have to do pinch hit stuff, you know?
That'd be nice, but it's kind of been fun.
Oh, it's what they do. They're the comeback Yanks. People are talking about it.
I forgot. I'm really, later in the show, Can you remind me? Super mad at Chapman.
Okay.
And Zach. Can you remind me?
Britton or this Zach?
That one.
Zach, any thoughts?
Well, we'll get to it at the end of the show.
Okay.
Or later on in the show.
Damn.
Yeah.
That just changed the whole tone of this episode.
Yeah, the lights went off.
Yeah, my job's on the line.
Whoa, Zach kind of raising the ante on you.
Okay, Zach, jeez.
Made it real.
Well, in my brain, that's where I'm at.
Guy knows how to win a mood swing. Yeah. Try to get the high ground.
Jim, what is something that you will be watching for in today's game?
DJ, if he puts another one together, right?
Oh.
What did DJ do yesterday?
Say what? He was guarded personality-wise. I feel like he didn't want to talk a lot. What was the question?
Did he? What did DJ do yesterday? I'm blanking.
DJ
he had the big home run.
DJ LeMahieu up to a 1 WAR on the season. People, get ready for that. He was 1 for 4 with a walk.
1 for 4 with a walk, and the one was a single. Okay, but I think. You know, a while ago on the episode, I said I wanted him to get to a 15-game good stretch, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know how many we're at right now. It started in Minnesota. We're at 13 games of his numbers looking good. 13. Yeah. In the last 13 games, DJ LeMahieu has a .298 batting average, a .355 on-base percentage, and an .881 OPS. Those are good numbers.
Yeah.
He needs to have 2 more games so we can say, hey, for the last half of the month, he's been good. He can't have an 0 for 4.
Okay.
Or an 0 for 5.
You got to get on base once.
Got to get up. Twice would be phenomenal.
Ideal.
But
hell, three.
If it's only once, I'd like it to be an extra base hit. Okay. If he does what he did yesterday, a single and a walk, I'll allow it.
So give him a ribbit.
2.5.
Okay.
Well, that would just be 3 because no one's
that
betting.
That would be 3.
I'd like a 2 ribbit.
Okay.
From DJ.
That's fine.
To keep this going.
I like that.
Especially because they're facing a pitcher who's just been awful.
Keller for the Royals. And that brings up the rest of these Kansas City Royals. Whit Merrifield batting leadoff. Carlos Santana. Salvador Perez DHing today. Ryan O'Hearn. Right field. Handsome Hanser Alberto. I'll put some lead in your pencil. Gerard Dyson in left. Michael A. Taylor in center field. Nicky Lopez at short. And that rookie catcher, Riviero, the big RBI walk yesterday, with Brad Keller on the bump. Jim, you haven't liked what you've seen out of Brad Keller lately?
No. In his last 3 starts, he's given up 16 earned runs.
Mm-hmm.
5 to the Red Sox, 6 to the Tigers, and then 5 to the Angels. So he's coming off like 3 horrible starts. Mm. 8 hits, 8 hits, 5 hits. So, yes, I'd like the Yankees to keep giving Brad Keller tough days. His pitch mix changed from last year. He was really good at parts of last year. He's slider heavy now.
Mm.
He does throw 3 pitches. 2 righties, but you know they're all getting hit pretty bad, especially his 4-seam fastball, which is his 3rd most thrown pitch. No, it's his 2nd most thrown pitch, but yeah.
Jim, that leads a little into my what to watch for tonight's game.
Today's.
PM is the nighttime, you know. James.
That's not true. You think 12 noon is nighttime?
It's the night. It's not the morning.
It's the afternoon.
Oh, in some cultures. I'm from London. Jim, tonight's game. 4 p.m. That's kind of the nighttime. Jim, the Royals have used a lot of their bullpen, which is kind of the strength of this team. Greg Holland has pitched back-to-back days. Their closer, he should be out tonight using Yankees rules. Jake Brents out tonight, 26-27, back-to-back. We've seen him. He's their lefty out of the pen. That Carlos Hernandez guy threw 50 bullets. He's out. Zimmer and Barlow both pitched back-to-back days and 3 times in 4 days. I don't know how the Royals operate if they do 3 days in a row, but you'd like to think those guys are also out. There is a chance that the Royals bullpen has five guys ruled out of it, and four out of the five are their highest leverage relievers. So, I either need us to work Keller if we don't get him. If he, you know, if he's surviving through innings, I need him to be out 4.2, 5 flat, something like that. Because if we get four innings against the lesser guys in the Royals bullpen, I'll take that. I mean, if they get to him, they also have no one to go to. So I'm just interested to see the game flow of this game. Because like you're saying, the come-from-behind Yankees is kind of cool. It's starting to get cool. They've also been behind, I think, in their last, like, 17 games or something ridiculous. So, if we're behind a little bit, I'm still feeling good because we're the come-from-behind Yanks. But if we could juice up Keller and get a nice win, I'd be okay with that, too. So, watch for when that Royals pen comes out because we could make this an early night.
Holy smokes. Did you see what the players are wearing for good? I like that a lot. The bullpen usage has been taken up. Everything you said was very smart.
Thank you.
Did you see the jerseys they're wearing for the All-Star game?
I did. I've tweeted about it. So in a way, it's a backstab that you're not following every tweet I put out because I'm the Flames emoji.
We had a pretty big discussion.
There was an office discussion.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't here. I came in late.
We know.
Yeah.
What was the office discussion?
Everyone hates it.
I mean, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
Our jerseys out-jerseyed them to the millionth degree.
But like, it's a sense of pride to have your jersey of the team that you're a fan of
right
on the field in the All-Star game.
Right.
Like, say the Blue Jays have Simeon and Vladdy
sure
on the right side of the infield. That's like, you view that and you go, two Blue Jays jerseys right, the All-Star game, and it's a sense of pride. So, like, why did they even think they needed to change that?
Well, because they do have, I mean, jerseys are super popular in every sport, so they try to get more jerseys out there. What they normally do is, you know, they'll normally have like a home run derby jersey or something like that.
Yeah, and like warm-ups and stuff.
And, you know, so that's, yeah. I mean, they're still going to have hats that identify their team, but these jerseys are just such a miss. I think that's the more disappointing part of it, because I can talk myself into All-Star Game jerseys. The NBA has done it. Football does it. A lot of sports do All-Star Game jerseys. To come up with this design is the dud of all duds.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, I...
Who's in charge of the like, MLB's design? Because they always miss.
Always be missing. ABM.
Shit, that's bad. Get Brad Keller out early because the Royals bullpen is taxed.
Work him or get him worked.
How about the Yankees? Yankees pitching path to victory. Yesterday, Chad throws 30 pitch at 29, but really gutsy and great performance by Chad. He's out. He will not be pitching today. Chapman threw 22 pitches. Mm. And with Boston coming up and him sliding and him mad at them, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Maybe Chapman's... Like, this needs to be a blowout, I think.
Yeah.
Britton can be the closer.
I guess the only thing I'd counter with there is part of me would almost want Chapman to go out there again.
If
he looks bad again, you have Britton as the closer tomorrow, and going into the Boston series, it's kind of like, I don't know. I don't think we can use Britton. Like, can use Chapman. Chapman's last few games have been pretty bad. So if he did another dud today.
Yeah. Yesterday was bad, but the way that was done, we need to talk about it in the main episode because it's brutal. I mean, Boone even said in a post game, like, he admitted to what he did, and it's like really fucked up managing.
Yeah.
So Litke should be available tonight.
Yep.
Wandy, if it's like Nestor and Wandy, if there is separation in the score and the Yankees are up by four or more. I think it's Wandy and Nestor show.
I think even if we don't have separation, you're looking at Wandy and Sessa.
Well, early. That Gerard Dyson, Michael A. Taylor, Nicky Lopez, light-hitting righty in between two lefties seems very much like a Litke lane. Or a Wandy lane, if you trust him more versus lefties. But I'd expect the Yankees to try and get this win without Chad, Laza, or Chapman. But maybe Chapman.
Yeah, it'll. If this is a close game late, it's going to be interesting because then you kind of have to use Britton at some point.
I think Britton might be the closer.
I think they go back to Chapman.
You think so?
I do.
22 pitches, not look good. But yeah, if there's a good lineup, then yeah, you could use Chapman and like get him on the right path before Boston.
I mean, let's just go Tyone, Nestor, DeCessa, if we're being completely
honest. We didn't talk
honest.
Enough about Tyone. He's been good all season at like first time through or like a good amount. The last two games, he got pulled in the first inning, got clipped by Canna or Olsen in the first inning. So like a clean first inning, I think would go a long, long way. Like a 1-2-3 or four batters minimum, I think would go a long way for his psyche. And then when you get to third time through, you got to pull him. You still, we're not there yet.
Yeah. And this, well, it'd be interesting. If this could be a dead game and he was rolling, it would be a fun day to actually do that pitch-wise and try to make him feel good about that. But again, that's if everything goes gangbusters for the Yanks. I'm not too worried about Tyone. I know home-road stuff in theory doesn't matter, but at home this year, Tyone's been solid. He's been 41 innings pitched, 42 strikeouts. He's got a 3.29 ERA. So against the Royals, like I don't know. He can obviously lose a ton of trust today with a faulty inning. But Tyone at home has been solid for us. You expect no length, but whatever. Be good enough. Let's get a blowout, man. Going into the Red Sox series, let Tyone feel comfy on the mound. Let him air it out and feel good. Like, let's rest the bullpen for Boston. Come in like the New York Yankees, babe. Team that believes when it's late, early, like the afternoon.
Hit all the home runs.
Hit everyone in the lineup should hit one.
Knock Keller out so quick that they just don't give a fuck.
Oh, boy. Premo.
Oh, I'll wow.
Save I'll save
You're
it.
You're saving it?
I'm saving it.
Okay.
My God.
Okay. Well, we want to go to the Homer Draft?
2, 3, 4.
Homer Draft. It's a Homer Draft.
Two guys not built like giraffes.
Not.
Not at all. Would not be our animal comp.
So I'm mad at Zach.
Sure.
Because he said he liked my picks better yesterday.
Yes.
And then Gary homered.
Yep.
And I didn't get a text message of a pound sign.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And when he liked your homers better and Voit homered,
yeah.
Not only did he send you that, he also was rooting for more.
Well, no, he's saying we got screwed.
Yeah, but there was more chatter.
Well, we got, it was
screwed. So I don't know
chatter.
About that. I'm sitting on the couch. Gary homers.
He was celebrating the Gary homer, running around naked.
To be fair, I was kind of more laughing that Jake seemed cursed, that he couldn't get more points, getting up to 3.
Oh, okay.
Like, I thought the situation
was
mocking.
What about the first text with the fist pound?
The first one, I mean, I was happy.
It's like
I
a wanted, Make-A-Wish
I mean, Voit, it was a Voit home run, and Voit's, like, first game back,
first
so
game
I was
back.
Happy about it.
I think I have a right to be, what's up?
You have a little bit of an argument.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Gary homered, so we're tied going into the last game.
Holy cow. I believe...
You have the first pick, Jake.
I believe I could be wrong. I think I have the first pick today.
Yeah.
And James, I haven't taken Gary Sanchez yet, but he will be my second pick. So the question is, I mean, do you go Clint, Gardy, Wade, Odor, so hot right now. I've taken Voit, Judge, Stanton, and DJ. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be... Clint had some okay swings. I saw it in my premonition, but that's the definition of insanity. I'll go Clint and Gary.
Nice. Clint and Gary for you. That means I cannot take Judge. I cannot take Gary. I cannot take Stanton. I go Voit. I can take Voit. I'm excited about that. And then I'm going to take DJ LeMahieu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like where that landed me.
Yeah.
I do. I like Gary, though, for you. Obviously, I think you having Gary, the odds would still be in your favor, even though I don't think
we can ask the odds maker.
Zach.
What's the question?
Whose picks do you like more, Voight and DJ or Clint and Gary?
For some reason, the way you phrased it sounded like it was a different question.
Well, he asked a completely different question.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Voight and DJ.
Jimmy's okay. Yeah. I have 60% battery. Should last me through the game.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. So, you know, texts will be being... I'll be able to receive texts. Even though we're at the stadium today, my inbound text should be working.
You will have enough battery to receive texts throughout the game.
Yes, 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 yes. Also, very mad at Chapman because I have gotten like 10 over-unders wrong in a row.
Oh, dude, I was thanking you last night. I think if you pick the over, the Yankees lose that game.
No. Chapman just would have not blown it, and they would have won 5-4. Would have been the over.
It's a comeback, Yanks, babe.
They already had comeback.
I know. That's why they came back again. They had to get the over because you picked the under. There's rules in this world.
What is it today? 10.5 or 11? It's got to be up. You got Tyone Keller. Versus Keller.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be 10.5 or 11. It was 10 yesterday, and the over hit. So they might go to 11 to chase it, or they might just go to 10.5. To play the, like, can't happen
again. Or they
again
leave card. It as a sorry 10 because it could have been the under, but the Vegas is scared.
I'm going to guess 10.5.
Vegas wants to hear what you pick first.
My guess is that they've bumped it up to 10.5.
I like that guess. Oh, boy.
I guess I'm taking the over. Boy. I'll be taking the over. It's 9.5 for those just listening.
9.5, man. You're going over?
Yeah, because I would have set the line higher, so I guess I have to go over. That's my gut on this. I've been so bad, though.
I mean, I really want the over. We're getting everyone on track for the Red Sox series.
When we go to games together, we usually always pick the over.
We're getting everyone on track for the Red Sox series.
Update. I had 9.5 earlier. I just double-checked DraftKings again, and they brought it down to 9.
Well, I'm taking the over.
Even more surprised.
What do they know?
Over. Over. Getaway day. Tyone okay at home. Maybe Keller sneaks through a couple innings. This is Yanks up early.
And Keller doesn't make it out of the first.
5-1. 5-1 Yanks. But I'm taking the over.
So am I.
Everyone's getting on track for the Boston series today.
Yes. You have a premonition.
I don't know, premonition, realization / premonition. He gets one pretty much every year. It always shocks us.
Really, they used your hat face talking baseball, Kyle? Like, they're wearing these during the game? Ah, it's a really good
hat
tweet.
Face is undefeated, has been, always will be. I think we get a Tyler Wade homer today.
Oh, my God.
So that was what had me worried in the homer draft. Because I can't just pull that out of the cannon.
No.
But if there's a game Tyler Wade homers, it's today.
It's a good one.
You know? So, T-Wade homer.
Okay. I like it.
What are you seeing?
Man, I'm seeing a... I don't know which way, so it's not good or bad. I think by the fourth inning, we believe we're on our way towards a laugher.
Okay.
5-0. By the eighth or ninth inning, we have a tying run at the plate, and we're like, how did this happen? Both ways.
Ooh,
I don't know which way it is. Day game, early lead, two bad pitchers. I think if the Yankees have a big lead, they're going to, not like slop-ish, it's going to be Nestor, Sessa, Wandy. That's the crew, if they're up 5-0. And you can see that crew giving a run here, two walks here, all of a sudden tying runs at the plate. Or the Royals get a big league off Tyone. And then the Yankees, the comeback Yanks, have to come back into play. But I feel like this game at fourth, fifth inning, Laffer, eighth inning, how did we get into this situation?
Laffer to tight butthole.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, guys.
Jared Den says Jimmy loves Odor. Yesterday, I got as close as I've been to coming to, like, your side of it, where, like, it's almost like
accepting death.
Like, accepting it. Yeah. Like, and a lot of the responses to the tweets, like, when we promote it, were like, you just have to accept him. He's on the roster. He's wearing pinstripes. Just root for him. And it's like, yeah. But when I saw him smash his head into his helmet before hitting that home run, and, like, all the I know he does those all the time. Yeah. I'd never seen the head smash one. I got my laptop out to make the video. Yeah. To, like, make a GIF. I wasn't in, like, content mode at all. I was just kind of napping on the couch, and I saw him go, like, and it's like, dude, you're nuts. You're everywhere.
That was a man ready to go to war.
First over the railing. Him and Voit.
Rugged Odor and the Yankees. We will see you guys after the game. Talking Yanks recap up. Hopefully we're running high. Either way, we'll be here. That was DJ Zach Esposito on the ones and twos today. You're great.
Got one more one or two.
Huh?
Okay. John's going to make a stats. Going to hop on an all-star game call. We'll be in the building. Wave and say hi to us.
Wave, hi.
Come on. Fix it.